Tough one. I thought our guys fought extremely hard. We had our chances, and just that word that I keep talking about with our football team is finish, and we got to finish. And it was a hard fought game. I thought we did enough on all three phases to give us a chance to win the game, and when we had a chance to nail it shut, we didn't. I know everybody will say it came down to the field goals, but I'm not going to put that kind of pressure on Cody. Cody just got off a plane with us, and I don't know him as well as I know this chair right here. I'm getting to know him, but he came out there and he attempted to do what a lot of people don't do in front of the world and country, is try to kick a ball through the upright, and that was tough. So again, like I told him, and I told all our guys, I love them to death, and we just got to keep fighting. We got to find a way to get over the hump, and we will. Again, we got to coach better. We got to prepare them better, and we got to get ready for the next one.
Obviously not the outcome you want, but you have to be pleased with the way Terrell Pryor played in it, and you adjusted to so many different situations.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I expect from Terrell. I know Terrell well, so Terrell, that what he did didn't surprise me. What I like to have back is that third down play, where he's got to go make the play. Like I told him, we just got to keep growing and learning. You can't let the play before that go. Rather, people are holding you, grabbing you. Here comes the next opportunity, and then you get a chance to make a play, and, the guy was able to strip the ball out. But, you got to make plays when you get opportunities, and that's what Terrell's here for. And again, he fought hard. I thought our whole team fought hard, but it's just not good enough yet. Truth is, we're an 0-3 football team. That's what we are. So what we are is what we are. So we got a lot of work to do. I'm not down. I think you guys know me pretty well. Just like I told the team, we're going to get ready. There's a lot of season left, and there's a lot to do. But if we'll come out and fight like we did today and keep working like we have every week, I keep watching this team, even though the results are not what we want, get better every week. We're playing a lot of young guys in a lot of different places. But, again, I can't help but thank the veterans that allow me to coach them, from Joe Thomas and Batonio and Greco, over there on defense, DeMario Davis and Tremont Williams and Danny Shelton and the rest of the group. I mean, they've bought all in. And I think you can see that because they're working hard. They're giving us a chance. We've had chances the last 2 weeks, and that's all you can ask for in this league. It's an opportunity. Then you got to find a way to win those games, and we will.
What about Kyra on defense on play?
Oh, yeah. I'll put him everywhere if I have to.
Is that something you're going to continue with?
Oh, well, whatever we think it takes to help us win a game, or win a situation, that's what we're trying to do. I think you guys know me. I'll use anybody any place if I can. So.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I thought he had some moments that we wish we had back, but he also did some good things too. Again, that was his first experience. It's tough. He's trying to play quarterback, the hardest position in all the world in the National Football League, away from home, against a very hostile defense that are after you. So I thought he held his own okay. But again, I got to coach him better. I mean, at the end of the day, there's some things we can do better that give us a chance to win the game. So I take responsibility for this all, and you guys know that. We got to fix this, and we will. And I think our staff, from myself, our staff, our players, we eager to go back to work and get back out there.
You on Tannehill's long pass in overtime that came down in the red zone. Was that just a blown coverage?
No. I think his route was really good. It's a sell route. He kind of started in and got back out, and he made a tremendous play, But, I mean, our deal is always we got to take their stars out of the game. He had a tremendous game, and trust me, it's not like we wasn't trying to guard him. I mean, he won that, and they're going to win some. The real good players on your team are going to win some battles, and he did.
How did you decide to play Body Calhoun over Howard, who seemed to be ahead of him going into this week?
Right. I just liked his style. I liked what he did in practice, and I told him he was going to have an opportunity to go out there and play, regardless of whether we were totally healthy or not. I just seen something in practice that our coaches, our defensive coaches, Louie and Ray, they felt the same way I did. Let's give him an opportunity to go out there. So he made a tremendous play. And, again, we have a lot of young guys that are battling their tails off. So I'm hurting for them, because of how hard I know this team works. And I know what they're trying to do. And what we're trying to do is hard. This is a National Football League with a lot of young guys. But one thing I love about these guys, they fight. They'll fight their tails off. And so we're going to, pack up, go home, and we're going to turn the page on this one and get ready for Washington next week.
Did Harkey kick at all Saturday before you left for
here? No, he didn't. I mean, we can't kick the guy before we get on the plane. We had a little walkthrough. We have a little mock game, and no kicking. Got here, kicked, before the game. And, again, I mean, it's a tough deal for him. But, you know, again, he didn't lose the game. I'll say that again. You know, anybody want to say he lost the game, just look right at me. This has nothing to do with the players and them, but this is on me, and I take full responsibility for it all.
What were the circumstances that put Lemonnier on the field on that key play, the strip sack?
No, I mean, no, he just, the rotation, yeah. No, we went down the last guy. It was his time for his rotation. It's really interesting. I talked to him early in the week just about his time in San Francisco because I think the guy's talented, and I told him, you got to make some plays. It's time for you to step up and make a play. You know, here's your opportunity here. And he made a play. You know, I told him, that's good. Same thing I told Bodie. I think these guys are, I think there's a lot of trust right now between our players and our staff. And I just think if we'll just stay after it, don't get discouraged. I mean, the record is what it is. You guys are going to write what you write, and I understand that. But we're going to keep fighting. That much I do know.
Coach, have you ever seen a player do as much as what Pryor did in the game today?
No, but that's what I expect from Terrell. I've been knowing Terrell for a while. I know what he's capable of doing. You know, he's capable of doing a lot. You know, so I know you guys all might be surprised. I'm not. He's a very talented player, and he's only going to get better. I think his best football is still ahead of him. You know, but he's kind of like me. He's a hothead, you know, so I got to tone him down. You know, he wants to get every call from the officials, and they're not going to do that all the time. You just got to keep playing. Let me worry about the officials.
Did you end up using as much Wildcat as you expected?
Yeah, I think we did. I mean, we did what we thought we had to do to win the game, you know, and we will continue to do whatever we think we have to do to win games. And came close, but close don't get you anything.
Discussion about accepting the kick in overtime?
Yeah, I had a thought. I thought our guys were hot. I thought our defense was playing hot. You know, we had the strip sack there. I mean, I thought it was the right strategy. We just got pinned back there. I think penalties really did us in today. We kept getting backed up in some key times, and obviously in the scoring zone, you got to convert some of those for touchdowns. You know, if we do, it's a whole different game. So that's why I say this is on me. It's not on our players. I got to coach better.
Obviously,
I got to coach better all the way around.
Obviously, young team and even younger today, but have you seen the growth in progress from week to week despite the outcome?
I have. I mean, I think we're getting better, but the better part for me and for them is it needs to lead to wins. You know, so I think that's what we all want. You know, that's why we do this. There are no feel-good stories. I mean, oh, you guys fought a good fight. I'm not into that. You know, I'm into winning and losing, and right now we're losing. So Coach Jackson and the rest of the staff got to coach harder, and we got to play harder and play better. And that's what the message was to our team.
There's no part of you that comes out, even if it's a tough loss, thinking?
No. There are no moral victories in pro football. You know, I must say it again, from the first day I came here, I didn't come here to lose. You know, and I'm not going to change off of that. And I'm not going to let our players ever feel like that. Well, I did not come here to lose. So we came down here on a flight, and we expected to beat Miami, and we didn't. And kudos to them. They were able to finish the game and won the game here at home. So,
what's the best thing Kessler did?
I mean, he made some key throws. He made some throws at some key times. I mean, some tough throws. And he stood in there, and, I mean, he got pummeled a few times. But he kept getting up, and he could have said uncle and set himself on the bench because I don't think he was feeling great, but he fought. So, I mean, again, I think every player that was on our team today came out here fighting, trying to do everything they could to win. So just didn't go our way.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.